Autoimmune diseases like lupus, MS, or Crohn's disease are becoming more and more common today. The National Institutes of Health now estimate that 23.5 million Americans suffer from autoimmune diseases. But new research out of Yale University may have found the cause behind them, which turn your body's immune system against itself. Researchers found that a bacteria called E. gallinarum can travel outside of your gut and trigger an autoimmune response. And they were able to show that antibiotics can help treat that response. They even created a vaccine that worked to prevent it in the mice in their study. Dr. Martin Kriegel is an assistant professor of immunobiology at the Yale School of Medicine, and he was the senior researcher of the study. I got a hold of him via Skype to talk more about it.
Personally, first of all, I have a deep interest in autoimmune diseases as a rheumatologist. So I'm a practicing physician specializing in autoimmune diseases, mostly those that affect the joints and the skin and the soft tissue. But also as a scientist, I've always been very interested in how the immune system works. And the core problem of autoimmune diseases is that the immune system does not work properly. The original function of the immune system is to fight infections. But in the case of autoimmune diseases, unfortunately, the immune cells turn against the own body and attack self structures that can be anything in the body. There's almost an autoimmune disease for any body part you can imagine.
Yeah. So is that your experience as a physician in this realm, that more and more people are being diagnosed with these sorts of disorders?
Well, I am fairly specialized, but it is true. There is a rapid rise in the incidence, that means the occurrence of autoimmune diseases over the last few decades. And that really has been shown by others in the field, the so-called epidemiologists that mm-hmm. study the frequency of immune diseases. And it is striking. And there's often sometimes some other factors that play into it, that we are better at diagnosing these diseases and that people live longer generally, and that puts you at higher risk of getting the diseases. Mm. But clearly there is something we don't understand yet, and there is a natural problem with the disease occurring more and more. And it happens so rapid that we think it cannot be the genes that we inherit from our ancestors. It must be also some environmental or other factors, such as the microbes that live in and on us.
Right. And so you were able to sort of narrow it down to this one particular bacteria.
Yes. So several people in the field use initially antibiotics, and that's already a fairly useful approach. But the hard part is that antibiotics are still fairly broad in terms of what microbes they target. But the key was really that we looked not just in the gut, but speculated that they could cross the gut wall and get into the tissues. Here we looked into a mouse model that spontaneously developed the autoimmune disease we studied, and speculated there could be bacteria that just crossed the barrier and then meet the immune cells in the tissues themselves, and thereby stimulate the autoimmune reactions.
Right. And so this can be treated, essentially, you found, with antibiotics.
Yes, correct. And besides antibiotics, we also developed a vaccine, just like you vaccinate against pneumonia in older individuals. We did a vaccination in the muscle instead of the gut vaccinations that are also possible, but we knew this bacterium is not in the gut anymore, but goes to the liver or the lymph node of the animals. And indeed, when we vaccinated these animals against this bacterium, they were able to now mount an appropriate immune response and somehow could get rid of this bacterium in the tissues. Functionally, we were able to show that this vaccination that depletes the bacteria in the tissues then prevented mortality and prevented the organ damage and the sequelae of autoimmune disease.
So people with autoimmune disorders, right, as you know, I'm sure, as a physician in this realm, so often go through rounds and rounds of, like, misdiagnoses. They don't know what's wrong with them. It's hard to narrow it down and figure it out. So is this research and what you were able to find here, I guess, hopeful for them?
Partly, I hope so, that in the future we can not just look at their immune cells or genes, but also at their microbes, and thereby have a better idea if they have one or the other autoimmune disease. But I think the greater hope is that when we remove these bacteria by different means, that this could impact the lives of these patients by improving their quality of life or even putting their disease in remission. That's, of course, a high goal, but
right.
I think with the animal model studies we've done, there's at least theoretically this potential.
All right. Dr. Martin Kriegel is an assistant professor of immunobiology at the Yale School of Medicine. Dr. Kriegel, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Lauren.
This research came as good news to the many millions of people who deal with autoimmune diseases on a daily basis. And to get a sense of how hopeful this made them, I got a hold of Ashley Whitmore. She is the founder of WeAreVisibleFoundation.org. And she reached out to Dr. Kriegel after his research was published and offered to help fund his efforts to find the cause of autoimmune diseases. So I first talked to her about a little bit about her own story.
So my great aunt was diagnosed with lupus in 1975, and she passed away in 1977 from lupus complications. And then about 10 years ago, I started having a plethora of really bizarre symptoms, and they were widespread. And I spent 10 years going to probably over 50 doctors, with none of them pinpointing what was wrong. I started doing my own research online, which I know is not really, it's not really the best thing to do, but I was terrified because I knew something was wrong within my body and no doctor could figure it out. So I came across, based on my symptomology, lupus. And it is not just my great aunt, but there's several other family members that have it. And I had very characteristic symptoms of lupus. So I went to my dermatologist and I almost kind of demanded that I be tested for an ANA test, which is an anti-nuclear antibody test. 99% of people who have lupus test positive and it came back positive.
Hmm.
I figured it out on my own after 10 years and 50 doctors.
So that's like a really common experience, I think, with people who have autoimmune diseases. Right. It takes misdiagnosis after misdiagnosis and doctors telling you they don't know what's wrong or there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
So when you saw this research, what was your reaction?
My reaction was pure excitement. It is profound what Dr. Kriegel is doing. The microbiome bacteria in the gut has always largely been theory, and largely theory amongst functional doctors, but not really conventional doctors. So for him to be a conventional doctor and have discovered this and discovered a certain bacteria and actually have evidence is profound. I hope that it manifests and they can come up with a vaccine or an antibiotic that prevents the disease from spreading.
So it sounds like a lot of hope in this study coming from this community.
Definitely, because for as long as it goes back, the origin of autoimmunity has just been like an extreme mystery. They just have not been able to figure it out.
Yeah. All right. Ashley Whitmore is the founder of WeAreVisibleFoundation.org. Ashley, thanks so much for coming on to talk to us about this.
You bet. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.